the film of The Snowman was made in 1982.
Yeah.
Which is when I wrote the song, Walking in the Air. It was a very successful film. We didn't do anything with it for a long while, except think it's a great animated film. And then in 83, we turned it into a stage show. And that happened right here in Birmingham.
Yeah, at the Rep. And now it's back this week. And you're there for the performance tonight. So yes. When you were writing the music, Ali Jones there, who was about 13, something like that, when he sang that?
Well, I have to correct you. I'm sorry to say this.
That's all right. You correct me.
This is a very... In fact, it wasn't Ali Jones who sang the original film version.
Right.
It was a boy from St. Paul's Cathedral called Peter Orty. That was in 1982. And it was 3 years later that I needed to have somebody else sing it.
Yeah.
And I chose Ali Jones in 1985 and suggested that a single was made, and the single went into the top 10.
It did.
Was extraordinary.
Yeah. And you started Ali Jones' career, really.
I did start Ali Jones' career, but he recognises that, and he's always been very polite to me ever since.
But the great thing about The Snowman is it's on pretty well every Christmas, and it's a bit of a late Christmas treat for people, but it's gone all over the world now.
Yes. No, it really has. It's in China and Australia and the USA and everywhere. Just before Christmas, I was out in Spain, and we did a version in Catalan, which was rather extraordinary, and I had a great time there.
What's Spanish for snowman?
You've got me there.
That's okay.
Hombre de Niegio or something of that sort.
But the stage show, for those that haven't seen it, just describe it in comparison to the animated TV show that people might have seen, because it's a bit special, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, nobody ever thought one could make it into a stage show. In 83, my choreographer, Robert North, who I'd worked with on various dance shows over the years, and he said, I want to make a ballet out of The Snowman, and I've got a ballet company in Sweden, and would you come over and work on it? So in 1993, we worked on that, and I wrote another 35 minutes music to enlarge the show, because the cartoon was only 26 minutes long.
Yeah.
We needed a 55-minute show, so I wrote more music. We put in the reindeer dance, and we put in the boys' big footstep dance. And I wrote that music. And I came back from Sweden. On the very day I got back in 1993, I got a call from Bill Alexander. And he said, I'm the director of the Birmingham Rep. I said, I know you. I met you up at Stratford. Correct, he said. He said, we want to put on a show of The Snowman this Christmas. Oh, I said, that's quite close, isn't it? He said, yes, he said. And we were thinking of doing this pantomime of it. Well, I said, well, why don't you do, what do you want? What do you want? He said, well, we want a full-length show. I said, well, I've just done this ballet. I think maybe we could, you could use that music. I could enlarge it further so that it became like a whole evening show. Well, he said, it's pretty near. Do you think you could do that? I said, I think so. I said, have you got a place I could work in the theatre? He said, yes, we've got an artist's flat right next to the rehearsal room. I said, I'll take it.
And that's what happened.
And that's what happened. I moved in and I wrote another 40 minutes music and created what is now the Snowman Theatre Show.